Is it fair to say Keane Lynch is your hurler of the year?
I just say, Keane, here's the trophy. That's it. I wouldn't even give three names. I just say Keane Lynch, hurler of the year. And like, it was so good, give it an extra.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
I'd like to say Mark Lawrenson is with us to talk to us about the Republic of Ireland situation and where we go from here. Mark, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm all good, thank you.
There's a big debate about the future of the Republic of Ireland football team and the FAI and all that kind of stuff. From your perspective, let's talk about the football first. Are you seeing any positive signs at the moment about what we're trying to do and how we're getting there?
I think you'd have to say that there's a slight improvement. I think we can all understand, people have been involved in football, what Stephen Kenny's trying to do. But the bottom line, like anything, is results. And I don't know, in terms of the FAI, grassroots, etc., are they piling loads of money into that? Are they, you know, in terms of improving the coaching, hopefully trying to make, for want of a better description, better players come through? So it's a really, really difficult one with Stephen Kenny, because in any other job, you would say, certainly in a club job, he would have lost the job. I understand the patience, but there comes a time where you have to make a decision, which is, you know, we need to start winning some games. We need to start qualifying for competitions, because otherwise, in terms of revenue, we're not really going to have very much.
I think the short answer, and without going into too much detail, is that we haven't been piling massive amounts of money into grassroots. That, like, obviously, the FAI has its fairly well publicised financial issues over the last, you know, we essentially needed a bailout from the government to keep going.
Sure.
So we haven't had a huge injection of cash, and those young players, there's a kind of big gap between the players who are kind of 28, 29 and the 20, 22 year olds who are coming through at the moment.
I mean, well, the other thing about that as well is we're playing at times relatively untried players, untried at the clubs, not just at an international level, which is obviously in the majority of cases a step up. So that's always going to be difficult. You will have one or two who just kind of sail through it and they look like they've been playing international football for a long time. But there aren't many. And, you know, I think the biggest topic of all about the team when you see the team playing is, where are we getting goals from? Well, we're not really, are we? We're kind of nicking goals as well from games. I know. I thought we were good against Portugal. Although, of course, the bottom line with that is, you know, you get 1-0 up with relatively little or few minutes to go and you end up getting beat 2-1. So there's a little bit of worry about concentration. But look, we're obviously not going to qualify, as everybody knows. It's very, very difficult to know what to do. And then if you say, well, let's change the manager, who do you get? You know, what was our last two? Martin O'Neill, Mick McCarthy as well. And while you wouldn't say the football was fab, at least we were winning games and you know, occasionally qualifying for stuff. So it's just a really, really difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, like, the thing is, I suppose, neither of those two managers qualified for a World Cup, and that's what we're talking about here. So, like, do you believe that there can be enough of an uptick that when it comes to the next Euros qualification, which, as you say, in fairness, Mick got relatively close, I guess, but I mean, if there had been an extra win against Georgia, maybe there wouldn't have been a playoff required. Or from Martin O'Neill's perspective, obviously, he managed to get Ireland to a tournament. So do you believe that over a period of time that there can be an uptick enough for at least the Euros qualification to be a reality?
Looking at the players and the quality of players we've got at the moment, no. I just don't see it. And, you know, lots of the smaller nations, when you look at them, they are all improving. And we aren't. We're not really even standing still. If anything, we've started to go a little bit backward. And I know lots of players have been given the debuts under Stephen Kenny, etc. And you've got to give these lads time. But you just look at us and we just look like an average team. We're very difficult to play against. We work extremely hard. There's no problem with the work ethic or anything. We haven't got a goal scorer, have we, which is the biggest thing in football, as everybody knows. But we don't create too many opportunities either. Defensively, we're quite sound, quite solid, organised, but you know, anyone can kind of organise a football team to be difficult to beat, to be honest with you, within reason.
The contenders at the moment that we're seeing are the names that are being mentioned as opposed to contenders, because we don't know. So Robbie Keane is named, Roy Keane is named, Damien Duff has been named, Lee Carsley has been named, although I'm not sure if anybody's
ever... He's not coming now, is he?
Well, that's the thing, right? So our Big Sam is the other one, and...
It's always Big Sam, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think of what do you think of that list? Because like
the list. Yeah, I can understand, but then you know, relatively unproven, isn't it? It's not so. It's just such a difficult one. I mean, now Big Sam's a firefighter, isn't he? That's the basis of him getting the shout. Roy's obviously had jobs, etc. But it's just, you know, Robbie Keane, he's been coaching, as we know, but actually taking over is really, really difficult. And the other thing about it as well is if, say you are Robbie Keane and you do want to manage, I think the clever thing, if possible, is to pick the right time to manage. He'll be looking at us thinking, oh, I'm not sure. You know, let's wait another couple of years and you know, might get some better players through and then I can have a real good go at it. So do you stick or do you twist? That's the problem, isn't it? Would Roy Keane take it? I don't probably think that he would, no. Would he improve performances? Arguably, initially, yeah. Would he improve performances enough to win games? Probably not. And that therein lies the problem again.
And that's an interesting kind of topic about winning these games and which ones now need to be of top priority. Because you mentioned in the context of Big Sam there that he's a firefighter. Like, and that makes sense if you are in the lower reaches of the Premier League. You are literally fighting for your existence and you can't afford to keep losing games and go down. Maybe a very strange point to make, Mark. But like, is there a sense of after they lost the first two games in this that this is free hit territory for Stephen Kenny? I mean, they're not going to get relegated from their World Cup qualification group, obviously. The only thing that could have been worth anything is the top two places. So are they in free hit territory? Are they in a place where actually there is no firefighting that legitimately needs to be done in the short term and we can take a really long-term view of this thing?
Yeah, we can. But that, I mean, obviously that depends on the bodies in FAI. But it always has been. It was like the Portugal away game was really a free hit. But and then you see the problem. I think when you see our results, our last two results, therein lies the real problem, which is you come up with a good performance, which I think everybody agreed with in Portugal. One or two people, I think, went over the top and said it was an outstanding performance. I didn't particularly agree with that. It was a good performance. And don't forget that, obviously, Portugal missed a penalty in the first half, which would have changed the result of the game, but completely the way that the game was then going to be played out. So, and then our problem is we come home and against what we think is a lesser team, and we struggle. So that's the problem. So you've got one decent game and then one game where we just weren't good enough in most areas of the pitch. It is a free hit, but the problem is free hit after free hit, but we're not getting any points. That's the other thing. So what we're saying is when it's a free hit and maybe players don't feel quite as tense because it is a free hit, we're not playing particularly well.
One of the difficulties that is going to face Irish football over the next couple of years in particular is that our best young players aren't going to be scouted by English clubs as a result of, you know, they're going to have European passports and it's Brexit related. So not until they're 18 will they essentially be able to go over. I'm sure there'll be some workarounds for some of the absolute young superstars who English clubs decide that they want to bring the whole family over and relocate. And that will continue to happen. It's already happening a bit. But the majority of the young players won't be coming over. And the FAI has never really invested enough in the league to make sure that the League of Ireland was of sufficient standard. There was a stat doing the round that Azerbaijan has way more academy coaches than we do. I guess what I'm asking here, is it actually time for us to reconsider where our place in the pecking order in world football is and be realistic about it so that we can have a long-term plan and a long-term approach as opposed to automatically assuming that we're going to beat Azerbaijan and we're going to beat Luxembourg? Football countries who maybe got their house in order that we haven't.
Well, they have, haven't they? Because, you know, the old Luxembourg away was nearly a 4 or 5 nil win. I know occasionally teams had struggled. I think, did we beat them 1-0? I can't remember whenever it was. But yeah, definitely. We've almost been, it's almost been like a class thing. Well, they're no good. We're miles better than them. They, as you said, have come on leaps and bounds. I didn't know about how many coaches, etc., Azerbaijan had, and all those kind of things. When you look at us and think, well, what are we doing? You say there's a lack of money. There's obviously been kind of internal problems as well at the FAI. It's time for somebody. Somebody needs to be a little bit brave, stick their head above the parapet, and say, right, this is what we are going to do. And, you know, we're going to start to build. It's the only thing we can do. And we know there's talent. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And maybe Brexit, as you rightly say, is going to help us in that degree. But I certainly think if you're a whiz kid playing in Ireland and you're 16, Premier League teams, as you say, will just bring the whole family over lock, stock and barrel, give the mum and dad a job and all that kind of stuff. So, but at least we've got to try and do something, because it's just not working. And as everybody knows, you can't transfer players in. You can't go and sign a centre forward. So we've got to get on with it. But you're right. I mean, I'm going on a little bit, but you're right insofar as, you know, it's right, let's stop and go, right, where exactly are we going? What exactly are we doing? And surely now, if we start to try and build, it cannot be any worse.
That's the thing, that like some kind of long-term plan that everybody has agreement and is bought into. And then if the national team manager isn't performing or is making mistakes, you go, okay, we're going to get somebody else to do that. But it's part of this overall plan. That's why it feels like getting a Big Sam in, or even a Neil Lennon, is kind of outside of that whole plan. They're not familiar with the way that football in the country is being run or being played or interested at all. And it feels like what the FA have done is that they've made the English football team part of English football culture. It took a long time, but they got there.
Yeah.
And they got there a bit by accident because they had Big Sam. But for the pint of wine, he might still be there.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you know, Capello, you know, Roy Hodgson, et cetera. Remember Roy Hodgson with England in the World Cup in, where were we? Brazil. They lost the first two games. They were the first team to actually go out. And as you know, I mean, with the English press as well, I mean, it was like, get rid of him, get him out. He's no good. He can't do this and he can't do that. And I think eventually somebody at the FA, they've sat down and gone, right, this is what we're going to do. And I mean, you might say that Gareth Southgate, to some degree, was quite fortunate to get the job. But he was in charge of the under-21s. He's bright and he's intelligent. And he's done a decent job so far with England. I mean, the thing with England is you always get carried away, as you know, the journals, the tabloids, everything. You win a couple of games and football's coming home and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they played every game at home in the Euros apart from one, so they should have at the very least been in the semis. And we know they got to the final. But yeah, I think somebody's got to take a kind of overall view and say, right, you know, stop. Let's have a real rethink about what we're trying to do, what we intend to do. The thing is, we cannot be any worse, can we? We cannot be any worse. But I don't know who's going to do it. I don't even know in terms of coaching, etc., tactically, whatever, at the FAI. I don't even know who's in charge of that. I mean, that's my own ignorance, but...
The coaching ticket and the technical director and like technically it's all supposed to fall under there's a kind of dual structure where the international senior management and the technical director are kind of supposed to work in tandem, and that's supposed to go through the system. And like there are a bunch of young players coming through, our underage teams are doing quite well, and people keep making the point that you could have had three of the starters at the weekend for the senior team could actually still be playing for the under-21 team, and they could have gone to a tournament. So there's definitely a conversation to be had about that. A texter wants me to ask you about Chris Hughton. Is it possible that... So Chris obviously has a job at the moment, although it's not going great for him.
No.
He might be available sooner rather than later. Would he be somebody who could immediately step into the international setup and improve results?
Improve results. I don't know the answer to that is because he's still got the same players. And would he make that much of a difference? I mean, obviously, I know Chrissy really well. I haven't played with him. And I think he'd be one who I would say to the FAI, let him come in and let him just reorganise anything. I'm not sure about improving the results. So you get straight away, you get an improvement because you've got a new manager and everybody's trying to impress him, etc. Still got the same problem. We can't score any goals, you know, literally speaking. So, but I would, if somebody said to me, would you say to Chris, would you come and actually run the whole football department of the FAI? Don't forget about the politics and all those kind of stuff, but give us a master plan, give us a plan for a year, 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. Somebody like Chris Houghton for me would be excellent. Really, seriously, would. He's a deep thinker about the game. He's a good communicator as well. And he's a very moderate man insofar as, you know, when he had success at Newcastle and stuff like that. And I saw a couple of games and go and have a beer with him in the office. And you know, I said, are you doing well? He said, yeah, well, we're doing well at the moment. He said, but you know what football's like. So he's very temperate in that degree. And I think he would be really, really good. Do I think the FAI would do something like that? I'd probably argue no at the moment, because I don't think particularly they're thinking about 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years down the line. I think everything is immediate there with what I kind of see coming out of it.
Just on kind of some of the minutiae of Saturday night, Mark, like the goal that Ireland concede is obviously a pretty terrible lapse from those at the back, not coming out to close down a man who's clearly going to shoot is pretty poor. There are balls being passed out of play in the second half. There are opportunities being missed in front of goal, wrong options being taken at times. Can a new manager change those lapses immediately, do you think?
Well, you might get an immediate reaction for two or three games. And then I think they have a saying in football that, you know, players revert to type. So, and you just never know with players, and you know, in the split second when they make their decisions, whether they're right or whether they're wrong. I wasn't surprised by that result after Portugal, because I think it was one of those, every effort went into getting some kind of result in Portugal, and there's always going to be a come down. And I honestly, in international football, I think at the moment it's easier to play away from home than it is at home, because especially with us, when we play at home, we have to basically, you know, set the tempo for the game. And just looking at the players that we've got, we're actually better suited just to sit in and make it really, really difficult. And but if that's the height of what you're trying to do, we're not going anywhere, are we?
No, we definitely need some ambition. Kenny would argue, at least, that he wants the players to be comfortable on the ball, and that it's going to take time, and that he is.
I get that.
You know.
I absolutely get that. And you know, to be fair to Stephen Kenny, he's you know, trying to do what he set out to do, but not if you've got one person who's not comfortable on the ball, it can't work. And the other thing as well is, and as we said before, is you can't then draft people in, like, you can transfer them in regular football, because it's, you know, it's just impossible. So there comes a time where, and everybody's got this way about, you know, the way that they want to play if they want to manage. But again, without the players, it's almost impossible. And you've got to win games. You have to win games. That is the bottom line. But if then we decide, right, you know what, we're having maybe 18 months where this whole thing, we're going to change it completely, and we might have some even poorer results possibly. But just hang on in there with us, because this is what we think we want to do. Well, this is what we want to do, and we think eventually it will improve. And then you can get your younger age teams playing in a similar way. If, and that's probably the biggest if, you've got the quality of players. But if you say to me that, you know, younger age players coming through looks like they're going to be some decent players, well, maybe now's the time to do it. Strike while the iron's hot.
As opposed to trying to get a Big Sam or a Neil Lennon or even Roy Keane.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and Lenny and all them. Yeah, and Roy, they probably improved us straight away. But ultimately, would we be qualifying for anything? I don't think so. Because we've still got the same old problem, which is you know, the hardest thing in the game is to put the ball in the back of the net. And we don't have a Robert Keane, Niall, you know, all the players I played with, Stapleton, Aldridge, all those boys. We just don't have those kind of players, I'm afraid.
Mark, good to have you with us this morning. Cheers.
No worries.
Good stuff. That's Mark Lawrence and giving us his thoughts there after the Azerbaijan game and ahead of Serbia tomorrow. That game live on Off the Ball. It is Stewie Byrne alongside Stephen Doyle on commentary duty tomorrow evening for that game as well. So we've brought you those three games. The high of the halftime pitter patter, the inspirational first half commentary that Des Bishop was Instagramming about. Since then, it's not been that much crack. Fair to say.
Fair to say that, all right. The first 6 minutes of Azerbaijan is something that they can never take away from us.
OTBAM is brought to you by Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette. Put your best face forward with their new and improved razors. Yes, Kenny should be given a contract to the 2024 Euros and he can just get on with it without the sword hanging over him. Why is Gilroy only clued in on the crisis now that Kenny is in charge, says Will. When Mick was there was never any mention of the quality of players, just Mick's style of play. Why has he only copped it now? If Mick had been getting these results, Gerard would have been screaming every morning about the need to get rid of him. Look, the results haven't really changed, have they? Mick was obviously a much better manager. We were absolutely in playoffs on the basis of our qualifying campaign or on the basis of the fact that in the Nations League, everybody got a playoff.
Yeah, and I was actually just trying to kind of think out loud there and I was chatting to Mark there. It was based on the Nations League, yeah.
Stephen Kenny's way better man for the job than those four. Ireland does not have the players. Let him build something. I've been living in Asia for the last 5 years and getting up at all hours to watch some truly awful football, says 32 Fogman from the national team. Results are not great now, but the football is at least palatable. It is such a fine margin between everybody waking up happy about life and a 2-1 win against Azerbaijan, 2-1 come from behind win versus a this is all a disaster, isn't it? Which, like, what's the even-tempered response to this? What's the long-term? Let's plunge ourselves into crisis. Let's get Neil Lennon in and see what happens. Is that really going to solve things? Is that going to bring a sponsor? Maybe Sports Direct roll in behind Neil Lennon. That's exactly what happens there.
Maybe those people who are saying that this is all a disaster and we need to bring Neil Lennon in now are right. And maybe the new FAI will never be the new FAI. And maybe the grassroots systems in Ireland will never be fixed. Maybe there is never any intention of that ever happening. And they will always be very independent things, the national team and the grassroots system. And the grassroots system will never be able to provide for the national team. And we will continue to export. And it'll actually just be a case of families moving to Britain instead of just individual kids.
Or Spain, or Italy.
Or maybe they just move to the EU and things go on the way they've always gone on. And maybe then Neil Lennon is your guy.
Is it fair to say Keane Lynch is your hurler of the year?
I just say, Keane, here's the trophy. That's it. I wouldn't even give three names. I just say, Keane Lynch, hurler of the year. And, like, it was all good to give it an extra.
OTB AM, live, weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.